Now, Saudi Arabia's executed prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, despite international calls for his release. Sheikh Nimr's execution was announced by the Saudi Interior Ministry, which also said 46 other convicts were put to death for terrorism. The 56-year-old cleric was shot and arrested in Qatif in 2012 on charges of causing sectarian strife and disobeying the country's ruler. Rights groups say Nimr was arrested for the free expression of his views and criticizing Riyadh. The cleric repeatedly demanded reforms in Saudi Arabia's political system. Amnesty International has called the death sentence against Sheikh Nimr appalling, saying it must be quashed. Widespread protests were also held in several countries, including Iran and Bahrain, calling for his release. Speaking to us now live from California via Skype is Alexander Azad Gunn. He's a professor of strategic global management. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Azad Gunn. Now, it is a sad day for the Muslim world, and also when it comes to human rights, that a human rights defender has been executed in Saudi Arabia simply for expressing his views. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm going to break academic protocol and state that the Saudi regime is going to burn in hell for doing this to a human rights activist. Now, there's no doubt whatsoever about Saudi Arabia's treatment of dissidents. If King Salman had any credibility to begin with, which I don't believe he had any, he has just lost it all, and he has spent the ounce of his credibility. I do wonder if there's some Machiavellian deal that was made in the background, because just today or in the past day or so, we heard about the opening of the the Saudi embassy in Baghdad. I wonder if some of the extremist elements in Iraq demanded the head of the Sheikh in order to have Saudi Arabia establish diplomatic relations with it. So this is a very, very dark day for human rights activism, for freedom movements, and Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr certainly secured a martyrdom for himself in Islamic history. And if the Saudis were concerned about a Shia uprising, they have just guaranteed it by doing this.
Well, speaking of which, Professor Azad Gunn, right now as we speak, hundreds of armored vehicles are being sent to the Qatif region, which was the stronghold of Sheikh Nimr, and where he enjoyed the most popular support. Now, the resistance movements there already have called for mass protests on the streets. What are we going to see in the coming hours?
It's hard to forecast that, but the strong show of force demonstrate how weak the Saudi government is. This is not a show of strength, it's a show of weakness, that killing one man would galvanize thousands, if not millions, of Saudi citizens in the eastern province, or Al-Khatif, as it's known in Arabic. Keep in mind, that's also the oil-rich area of Saudi Arabia, so as a political economist, I would forecast a possible increase in the price of oil because of potential stability that come into that region. We just have to see what Obama administration's reaction to this would be. I'm not talking about statements. I'm talking about actual actions on the ground. Can the Obama statement, in all honesty, Obama administration, in all honesty, claim that it's on the side of freedom and Arab Spring and freedom and human rights? I don't think so. They're going to keep the same arrangements that they've been having with the Saudis, and I don't see any change in that. Also, 2015 was one of the darkest years in the history of beheadings in Saudi Arabia. I believe around 157 were beheaded in Saudi Arabia. So, when they open their embassy in Baghdad and they talk about wanting to bring stability and civility into that region, it makes me want to, forgive me for saying this, it makes me want to vomit at the hypocrisy of the Saudi-controlled regime.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's Alexander Azad Gunn, Professor of Strategic Global Management, joining us via Skype from California. Professor Azad Gunn, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.